We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, Coach Belichick, he's well-respected in the league for what he's accomplished, the wins he's garnered over the years, and he's a brilliant mind that way, and not just defensively, but overall. So we're always trying to learn from that from a distance, and have a lot of respect for what he's done there for years.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott from his chat with Sal and Joe last week on the Extra Point Show. Those guys, of course, will be on at 10 o'clock this morning. It is basically a day-long pregame show. 803-0550, we've got phone lines open. You can give us your thoughts on this matchup tonight against New England. Quickly, in terms of the swing and what can happen tonight, I know Joe DiBiase tweeted out the updated New York Times odds. If the Bills win tonight, their one seed chances are at 25%. They would actually be the favorite statistically for the one seed if they beat New England tonight. 77% chance to win the division, and they would only have a 4% chance of missing the playoffs. If the Bills lose to New England tonight, the one seed drops to 6%. The division goes down to 28%, and there's a 22% chance they miss the playoffs entirely. That, according to the New York Times. One other quick note, don't forget, T.O.'s in town. Legend of the game,
that's right.
You know, saw some pictures of him with some Bills fans yesterday that were tweeted out. So he is in town as part of the Legends of the Game. Bruce Smith, Andre Reed, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Billy Shaw, Joe DeLamalur, Bill Polian, among others, Daryl Talley, Stevie Johnson, will all be at the game tonight as the Bills go with the big names, bringing in the big guns for the matchup against New England.
Should have brought back Lawyer Malloy.
Hey, Bill, you remember when you cut me right before the season? I wonder what
you're
looking
for. It's a nice boost.
Yeah, yeah.
I have an answer on the aerial coverage that's not the blimp tonight. So thank you. We have a message that was screenshot and sent to us. There's a plane that flies over at about 2,000 feet and will provide coverage. It drops a camera out the doors at the bottom and takes video. So there you go. So no blimp. It'll be a plane.
Still feels like it could be a little bit bumpy tonight.
It feels like it could be. Very small,
you know. I don't think I'd want to be on. Like I said, the smaller the plane, the more my anxiety goes up. I'm not a bad flyer, but I like bigger.
Yeah.
Although, like I said, with the exception being a massive blimp.
The game is big. And they play, I mean, it's worth pointing out, they play again in a couple of weeks, but the story will be different by then.
Yeah.
The Bills will either be fighting to get back in the division and make the playoffs, or trying to clinch the division, basically, and push toward the one seed.
And
that's different. You know, like right now it feels like the road for the Bills forks here for both these teams. Whoever wins the first game is in control in a very, very big way.
Yeah, and I think if the Bills, right, that matchup in New England, let's say the Bills win tonight. Let's say they lose to Tampa, right? Then they would, I'm assuming we'd all pick them to beat Carolina.
What does New England do against Indianapolis?
Because you go into that game then, 8-4, 8-5, you go into that game 9-5 in New England, right? And if you lose that game, right, 9-6. But as we've said, the nice thing is if you win tonight and you beat the Jets, you win the tiebreaker in the division with New England. You clinch, well, you can't clinch it tonight, but we're saying if you beat the Jets, New England cannot beat you in a tiebreaker for the division title. So if you're 9-5 going to New England, even if you lose, you split the head-to-head, you beat Atlanta, you beat the Jets, you clinch the division tiebreaker, New England's got to be 12-5 to beat you out for the division. And that's if the Bills lose to Tampa, right? They got to be 12-5. So, yeah, This is a really big game because you'd like to get that first win out of the way. And then there's not as much pressure on you in Foxborough. Now, that would probably be more about still being alive in the one seed battle, right? If the Bills win this game, the game in Foxborough would probably have more one seed implications.
For sure.
So yeah, this is really important in terms of the division race. And again,
it's narrative.
Where are they going? What's going on with this season? What happened? Why can't you win two games in a row? Oh my God, New England's better than we thought. Not only are they better than we thought, they're now two games ahead of you. No, I'm sorry. One game ahead of you in the loss column and the tie-breaking edge. Like, there's so much stuff riding on tonight's game.
But mainly our sanity.
Well, yeah.
That's more important than the standings.
No, I'm not. Right. I mean,
that's
I'm not.
That's why they have to win, because
it's not a great place to be.
You won't be able to watch any NFL coverage nationwide. You just won't be able to do it.
You're just going to boycott it. Yeah, I'm going to guess if it doesn't go well tonight, I'm not getting a lot of sleep. Because I'll be laying in bed thinking about plays in the game, and I haven't really thought. I don't think too much about a loss, how I would react. I think more about a win, but I do know if they don't win, that tomorrow is just not going to be a fun place to be, and I'm not really gonna. I'm just gonna apologize now because I'll be in a surly mood, as will all of us, if this thing doesn't go well tonight, because it's just not. You just wonder what's. It would make me think. What the hell happened to 2021? Like, what's wrong with this team? And I don't mean, like, what's wrong. It's been an incorrect build. They have the wrong coach. They have the wrong quarterback. The GM doesn't know what he's doing. I'm sure we'll get those calls. But it's just, why has the season not gone and played out the way I thought it would play out? Why have they, you know, not been able to string together wins? What happened to, okay, it would have been so much about, the narrative will be all about, well, the Bills are paper contenders because they just fatten up on nobodies, right? Houston, Miami, the Jets, Washington, it would be, hey guys, they're not a contender in the AFC. They've got one good win, the Chiefs. And that would be a place where I don't want to get into that place in that discussion, let alone, you know, New England would now be winners of seven straight. And inside the discussion of everybody's had rocky moments, everybody's had some kind of problem with their season, except New England. I mean, they're playing their best football. They've won seven in a row. They're in the driver's seat in the division. They're in the driver's seat in the conference. It's just, there's too much negative stuff that could flow out of this game tonight. 803-0550 to join us. As you give us your opinion on the Bills-Patriots matchup tonight, and we will get connected with our fans, brought to you by Bond, Shenick, and King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. Dan on Grand Island, you're on Bills Football Monday. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just heard you guys talking about the stadium earlier in the broadcast, and I just got a comment on that.
Okay.
I'm 63. I had season tickets for over 20 years back in the Kelly years. And I was young once, but now last game I went to the Indianapolis game with the rain and the cold, and I have one bad knee like a lot of 60-year-olds have, but it flared up pretty bad, and I just like sitting there going, over the years, it's always more wind, more precipitation in Orchard Park. Now that I'm older and I have the time and I'm retired and I can, spend more money and all that kind of stuff, I think that might be the last game I go to in Orchard Park, at least at bad weather games.
Yeah.
Because it's just so hard,
right,
as you get older, to go in a stadium like that where the weather is, it's the snow belt. And just an opinion. And I want to go to more games. I want to live a long life yet. I want a lot of years, but I just can't see myself going. Why they wouldn't even consider some kind of covering on the stadium. If it's going to go in Orchard Park, fine, but cover the people up. They've been supporting you for a lot of years, a lot of lean years. Give them a little crumb and let them stay dry at least.
Well, I think they're going to do that. The proposal, the Bills' idea, the Bills, what they want is a stadium that would cover, loose number here, like 85% of the seats.
Right.
It would be a lot like Seattle, where it does rain quite a bit. It wouldn't cover the field, but it would cover the seats. So, you know, I think that will happen. Any conversation of a dome, I think, is just out. You know, the studies and all the costs and all this and that. My guess is the cost for the uncovered stadium was what that meant was it'll have coverage over the fans.
Right. You know, but it wouldn't keep winds out of the place.
Right. It's not a roof.
Yeah.
I wonder about that, about the wind thing. Like, because the thing about Highmark that's somewhat unique is it's into the ground, right?
Yeah.
So it's built into the ground. Does that mean the winds are lesser? Is the next version of the stadium also going to be built into the ground, or will it have a much higher profile?
Yeah.
Where it's right? Because
that's a good question. I don't know.
It's one of the things that keeps Highmark's profile so low is that it goes down into the ground.
Right. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you. So I'm sure somebody listening will be able to explain the impact on the wind. I think it's funny. We've got a few calls about the stadium today in the midst of this discussion about the significance of the game tonight. And I don't think about it that much, quite honestly. And Dan, you made a good point, and I'm getting there age-wise with you, buddy, so I understand where you're coming from. But I think if things don't go well tonight, like if it's stupid windy and it's really hard to throw the ball and the Bills lose the football game, I think there'd be a lot more fans talking about, hey, what about a dome? Like I don't think about it, but I'm for sure. If you're watching the game tonight and they're really struggling to throw the ball and two out of the four quarters, they're trying to throw the ball into the wind and it's not really going well and they don't score and the Patriots win and the running game wins and the passing game is paralyzed and it's 30 mile an hour. Like there'll be a lot of people wondering about, hey, what about a dome? So like the quarterback who is signed for however many years he signed for, I don't know. It's an interesting discussion. I don't really think about it, but I'm sure that's going to come up tomorrow if the conditions tonight aren't really good. And that has nothing to do with the fans. I'm talking about a complete full roof so your offense is playing in pristine conditions every time there's a home game. Let's get to more calls here. Yeah, we're okay time-wise. 803-0550. Jeremy in Louisiana. I'm trying to do my best Brian Kelly Southern accent. Jeremy, you're on Bills Football Monday.
Okay, I want to talk about a game that's a big regular season game that I think we've forgotten about. Back in 2011, the Bills started out 4-0. We legitimately beat the Patriots. Like, we only beat them legitimately twice, maybe, in like 30 games. So we're 4-0. We ended up, it was 5-2, and the Jets were 4-3. And it was a whiteout game, and I was so pumped up for it. I went to the game. I waited the last second to get a ticket. I paid like $250 to sit in the upper level in between two Jets fans, and they just railed us. I mean, they smoked us. But that's what this game is reminding me of. I'm not saying we're going to lose this game, but what I'm saying, I was just so hyped up for that game because it was the first place between the Jets and the Bills. And I don't feel like anybody kind of remembers that game. Y'all remember that game?
I remember that stretch. So they're 5-1. They beat the Chargers. Then they go to Miami and lose in a game where Trent Edwards tried to reach the ball across the line of scrimmage on a quick sneak, and they just took it away from him. And then this they came home.
No, he's talking about 2011. He's talking about the year they beat New England to break the streak.
Oh, not 2000. Right. If you're talking when they started 4-0.
Fitz gets hurt in Toronto, right? That was the year they played Washington in Toronto.
Is that a 4-0 season?
No, that was a 3-0 start, right? Okay. It wasn't 4-0.
Yeah, 4-0 is 2000.
Correct.
2008.
When you cost him in Arizona because you went to the game.
I did see that
game. Yeah, you were the jinx. That's right. Yeah,
right,
he's talking about 2011. I'm looking at the schedule. Right, they went to Toronto. They beat Washington, but Fitz got like bruised ribs or something in that game.
And then they lost.
And then
like
they
six
lost
in
to
a
the
row.
Jets. They got blown out in Dallas. They got blown out by Miami. Yeah, they just basically lost every game except Denver.
Yeah,
the rest of the season.
We fell apart right after that. Like that season had so much hype, and we were going to play for first place against the Jets, and then that just started like a 7-game losing streak. Now I don't think that's going to happen. I really believe we're going to win tonight. And I think we're going to win. I think we're going to get the number one overall seed.
But I've got to read you the start of this game between the Bills and the Jets. Ready for this? These are the drives and how it ended. That game that you paid $250 to sit between two Jets fans.
It was so bad.
Punt. Bills punt. Jets interception. Punt. 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 Field goal. Interception. Miss field goal. Interception. Fumble. Turnover on downs. End of half. Punt. Punt. Field goal, fumble.
That's a thing of beauty.
The first touchdown made it 13-0 Jets. Yeah.
So I went to the game. I painted my chest with a Buffalo Bills logo, and I was wearing a Bills flag as a cape. You know that walk of shame you have to walk out of the game with after they lose like that? It's so bad.
Well, for sure there'll be somebody bare-chested on the telecast tonight, right? With a Bills logo on their chest?
Guaranteed.
In 30-mile-an-hour winds with 20-degree wind chills? For sure.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Thanks, all Jeremy. Right. Appreciate it. Hang in there.
Enjoy the game tonight.
You too. Thank you very much. Let's see. Well, let's go over here next. Hang on. There we go. Aaron in Rochester, you're next here on Bills Football Monday. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
Most definitely. So I've had a lump in my throat since I woke up this morning thinking about the kicking game, especially with all the wind being what it's projected to be, and both Isaiah McKenzie and Marquez Stevenson having issues with fielding punts. I was wondering what you guys thought would be the Bills game plan in terms of something like that. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's the veteran McKenzie because
I would feel more comfortable doing that. But I know Sal earlier said, guys, don't rule it out. Don't just automatically think McKenzie has had more experience fielding punts in that stadium, so they'll go with him. That's the way I would do it. I mean, it's not like Isaiah was playing badly and deserved to lose the job. I know he had a muff, but he's been productive, right, in the return game, both punts and kicks. So, and he can, you know, take a role in the offense if you so desire. So, me personally, I would play McKenzie. I would feel better with him in whatever conditions returners are going to be dealing with tonight. But as I said, for what it's worth, when we discussed this with Sal earlier, he said, "Not, you know, don't automatically just think that's what they're going to do. They have a lot of faith in Stevenson. They put him in the lineup for a prime time Thanksgiving night game that was, you know, pretty important for the Bills. So I don't know. I don't have an answer. I'm not sure what they're going to do. But me personally, I would hope it's McKenzie. I'd rather see the veteran get the shot tonight. And Stevenson was good, for what it's worth. I don't think he had a kick return in New Orleans. I believe they were all touchbacks, right? But he was good on his 5 punt returns. So, and he obviously has speed. Don't know how much the downfield passing game might be a factor tonight because of the wins. I just think it's a better idea to go with the guy who's had more experience and was productive doing that. Thank you for the call. 803-0550 to join us as we talk Bills Patriots with you. And when we get back, phone lines remain open. We want to get your thoughts in on tonight's matchup. What are you feeling good about? What are you concerned about? How are you feeling about the game? And Steve Levy. Right, sorry. Steve Levy from ESPN is going to join us, calling his first ever game at the Bills Stadium. So we're looking forward to chatting with him about that. Add a smile to your Buffalo Football Monday with WGR and Crosby's. You'll always be ready for game day with Crosby's mobile app. You can download it today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, like, this is my second year here, so, like, as far as, like, with the rivalry, like, I only been doing so much. You know, we played twice last year, but so I haven't been, like, all the way, like, it's different when you've been here a while. You know what it's like, or you've played the team for so many times. But in my stance, like, you know, I'm trying to win every game. as far as like with the approach, you know, it's Monday Night Football. If you ain't getting up for Monday Night Football, I don't know what to tell you. But especially against a division game, it's a division game, and people say they only count as one, but they damn near count as two when you win, especially with your momentum and what you want to do. So they're a hell of a team. They're playing extremely well. I think they got like 5-6 games in a row. You know, it's gonna be a challenge for us. We're gonna have to execute at a high level.
Stephon Diggs.
I just realized something.
Big matchup tonight. Yes, sir.
Diggs is playing the long game. He knew they would start penalizing taunting this year. So he, you know, flashed the two, peace sign in J.C. Jackson's face, knowing the next time they play, Jackson might want to get him back. So be on the lookout for J.C. Jackson for a 15-yard taunting penalty.
So the he's going to want to taunt Diggs. Right?
Yep.
First time J.C. Jackson, if he breaks up a pass to Diggs, he will stand over him, do the incomplete sign, and they'll throw a flag.
Yeah, 15 yards.
That's smart. No.
Jackson got posterized on that play.
You messed up. The only team that's smart enough to play that kind of chess is New England. So remember, they're smarter than everybody else. You don't see now. You messed up. Hey, Diggs, by the way. So that means that's one of the many storylines tonight. Although apparently from what we read, New England's been playing a lot more zone lately in this winning streak. But, you know, how much is J.C. Jackson shadowing Diggs tonight? That's their best cornerback against the Bills' best passing game weapon. I'm going to guess throwing the ball a little bit tougher tonight. But Diggs did have 9 in the game you just mentioned, the one last year. He had 9 catches, 145 yards, and 3 touchdowns. And one of them was, like a 50-yarder against J.C. Jackson. So we'll see. That is one of the key matchups to watch tonight. Again, not sure how many times he's actually shadowing Stephon Diggs, but you would think when needed, that's the guy they're going to put on Diggs to try and neutralize him. Although, was it, I'm trying to remember who said it. I think it was Josh Allen. Yeah, it was Josh Allen last week. Said that sometimes you might think, okay, they're just going to take their best guy, put him on your best receiver, and that's the way they take, that's how they beat you. They'll take away your number one option. And Josh Allen said sometimes they double the number two guy. They'll put one guy on Diggs, in this case Jackson, right? And then they'll say, well, okay, if they're going to take Diggs out, what are you going to do, Josh Allen? Well, I'll go to my second target. They double that guy and force you to basically look to a third target in theory. But Jackson, I would think, would be on Diggs tonight. Let's see. Got some tweets I wanted to share. And we'll be chatting with Steve Levy in a couple minutes. On the roof, Josh tweeted in, not Josh Allen, there should be no discussion anymore. The only answer to sustaining this offensive output is simply to build a dome. Everyone wins. Fans stay dry. Bills are guaranteed in pristine condition for 8 games. Climate controlled inside. What's there not to like? Well, I mean, the owner prefers open air, for one, right? I don't think there's ever been any talk about Pegula's wanting a dome. It is more expensive, right? So I'm trying to remember the actual numbers, like maybe $300 million more or so. So that's a couple issues that would come to mind in terms of what's not to like. It's not about what you don't like. It's the owner prefers an open-air football stadium for whatever reason.
And maybe the owners are open to, you know, being convinced, but I don't think they're open to being convinced to pay 3 times as much.
And again, I keep saying open air. It would be covered. Like 80% of the fans would be covered. It would just not be a full enclosed building with a dome over it. 803-0550 to join us. We good to go? We're going to the Western Hotline. ESPN, of course, has the game tonight, and that means Steve Levy is on the call with the Monday Night Football crew, and the SUNY Oswego grad is kind enough to join us here. Steve, it is Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome. Nice to have you on the show.
Hey, good morning to you guys. Really, really excited about tonight's game. Should be spectacular.
I figured you would be. I wanted to check, so I emailed Derek Vollner, your fine PR representative over there, because this is your first game calling a game at the Bills Stadium, right?
That's right. I've attended a lot of games. Really got my professional career going when I was sophomore in Oswego, going every Sunday to the Old Rich Stadium, and as a stringer back to New York City. But yes, first time calling a television game here. I've never been inside the booth. And really excited about tonight's game.
Yeah, I don't mean to you know, I mean, I'm sure you get excited about every assignment and every game you've had, and you've called some really big games. But what are you looking forward to the most in terms of the atmosphere of calling the game tonight in Orchard Park?
Yes, I mean, you know, look, not all home fields are created equal, right? There are some greater places. And we had a chance to go to Seattle this year. And Seattle's, you know, obviously having a down season. We got to Green Bay, to Lambeau Field. It was, you know, it was early on. It was week two. It was Detroit. So it's not that same kind of feel. So, you know, tonight just screams atmosphere, right? Home field advantage, divisional game late in the season, so much on the line, especially after what Buffalo did to New England last season. We had that game with Foxborough, and you just don't see Bill Belichick and his Patriots get manhandled like that. So I know Bill filed that away, although he didn't tell us that or much yesterday when we talked to him in typical Bill Belichick fashion. But they'll be ready to roll tonight. And just, you know, talking to my buddies who are still in the area, I just know how excited Bills fans are about tonight's game. The night, you know, the night game, I mean, this one just has all the elements tonight. And quite frankly, we don't get that every week. It's not possible to have it every week. And everything is sort of aligned to make this a great matchup. And now you hope the game lives up to it.
Yeah, Jeremy and I were talking about it, Steve. Don't you think? I mean, it's a really big game for both teams, but really bigger for Buffalo. Their expectations were greater coming into the season. You don't want to lose the home game with New England, knowing you got to go to Foxborough in a few weeks. It's a critical game for the Bills. It can be a big swing for them.
There's no question, and I think there are some sort of exclamation points or speed bumps that have popped up recently with the inconsistencies of the Bills, right? If the Bills had won three in a row coming into this one, I mean, you never want to lose to your division rival. I get it. But the fact they can't put two wins together in a seven-week span screams, hey, there might be really something wrong here. And now this is where it potentially can get away from you. You know, if the Patriots come in here and win, and maybe even win easily, and that's, you know, always a possibility. So I think New England will have all of Buffalo's attention tonight. I think Josh Allen will be locked in. And obviously the weather's going to play a role. We talked to Allen about trying to throw in what, you know, people are talking about, who knows, 55-mile-an-hour winds tonight. And Greasy, you know, quarterback to quarterback, was asking Josh about it. He said, you know, in real wind like this, you really lock into your mechanics. You're even more focused than you normally would be, you know, where the tight spiral, the nose of the football, because these balls can get away so easily in this wind. And so, you know, that kind of laser focus more than on a regular basis could be interesting. Turnovers have been a problem. Tipped balls have been an issue. Listen, I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know, but that's what we have to get across to the country tonight. And it makes for a lot of fun. Could be a low-scoring game, but I think the weather makes it interesting because, you know, both teams could be going for it on fourth down all the time, right? You might not be able to punt, might not be able to kick field goals. There are a lot of dynamics here. You know, you might get some weird timeouts. Why is he calling a timeout 7 seconds left in the third quarter? Well, why? Because you don't want a field to switch because the wind might be going against you in the fourth. Like, there's some out-of-the-ordinary stuff in tonight's game that doesn't always manifest itself in other games.
You mentioned the game in New England last year. You also had the game – you would have the game in San Francisco, right? You had two of Josh's more impressive performances last year.
Yeah, Allen was terrific, and we had the game in Nashville this year as well. And I'm a massive Josh Allen fan. I just think he's got the right stuff. You know, we've told this story on the air. Greasy and I saw him at Wyoming, and you know, to see him come from that to be, you know, the highest paid quarterback or the most guaranteed money in NFL history is really an amazing trajectory for him. Like. So we did the Mountain West Conference Championship game, and they weren't even set up the lights for a night game. ESPN had to bring their own lights. Can you imagine that? And now this is the guy who is, you know, one of the faces of the NFL, and here on its biggest stage tonight, and what I think is the biggest regular season game in the league to this point, and we'll have all eyes on it tonight.
What the when you look at New England and you guys, you and Brian and Lewis, and you're going through your meetings and you're talking about this matchup, what do you think is the biggest challenge or are the biggest challenges that the Patriots would provide the Bills for tonight's game, Steve?
I think Buffalo's going to catch a big break because I don't think Kyle Duggar's going to go. I don't know if the Patriots said that officially. You know, he might not be a household name. He was their second-round pick. Out of that small school, Lenoir Rhyme in North Carolina. And he's been their leading tackler. And so he's a big factor in that New England secondary. So that could be one advantage that plays into Buffalo's favor. He's on the COVID list. You know, you need two tests. It didn't sound like he was going to be able to go tonight. So, you know, that's one big factor in the game. And obviously it'll be, you know, how Dane Jackson plays for the Bills, right, with Tre'Davious White's injury as well. So two critical pieces in the secondary there, something to watch for in tonight's game. And running the football, right? I mean, in this kind of weather, running the football, New England's been great at running the football during the six-game win streak. They're running it like 50% of the time and really successfully. And another thing to watch for is, you know, Buffalo hasn't run the football all that well. I think Josh is going to have to run himself tonight. And, you know, I think he's a big factor in the run game tonight. And he kind of mentioned that as well to us, sort of bring it on. He welcomes that. I don't think Mac Jones wants to run as much. But Josh Allen, I'd be a big factor tonight.
Wrapping things up with Steve Levy. You've seen the Bills. You've seen Baltimore, the Colts, the Chargers, the Titans, the Chiefs. I think you've seen all of the AFC top teams except New England. Who's the best team you've seen so far this season in this conference?
Listen, guys, it's the craziest year. Now, I can't remember if it's, you know, we're a prisoner of the moment in an essence, right? But this feels like the most unpredictable of seasons. I mean, forget about just conference, but league-wide, right? The Rams are flying through everyone. They lose four in a row and they're getting pushed around, right? The Chiefs have a horrendous slump. And everybody's all right, the Kansas City reign is over, right? Tampa has some rocky moments. So it just seems to me there is no momentum in the league anymore. It is strictly week to week, and it's going to be who's playing the best late. And now this qualifies as late. We're in December here. It's twofold. Who's playing the best late, and who can be the healthiest? Like you saw Baltimore just lost Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah.
Now they're down their second great corner. Like, so... So it's just so wide open that what happened in week five or seven just seemingly meaningless now. So I think we'll learn a lot about the conference tonight. The fact that, you know, teams trying to rebuild in a year or 2 years or 3 years, or, you know, a case like the Lions or the Jets, it seems like 10 years or 15 years, and that New England can bounce back after one season. I mean, that's Bill Belichick telling you, hey, you know, I'm not going away here. And he's not going anywhere in the AFC East, let alone the conference. And so we'll watch for that tonight. But it should be fascinating theater. It's what makes the NFL so great.
I saved the best question for last. So I went to your bio at the ESPN press room because I want to look up a couple things for the interview.
Oh, no.
And I see, I read that you have made cameo appearances in 8 different films going back to 1999. So what was your favorite movie? What was your best acting job?
Yeah, so they keep making me play myself, you know, like
And you do a heck of a job at it, Steve.
You've had good practice.
You can't screw it up, right? Yeah. You can't mess it up when you're yourself. I've asked, you know, listen, I don't want to get involved in any nudity. I promise my parents I keep my clothes on at all times. But, you know, some simulated sex scene or, you know, a car chase, a cop, you know, anything like that other than, you know, random generic ex-sportscaster would be great. So... Fever Pitch was really good. Jimmy Fallon, Drew Barrymore. I know probably not a lot of Red Sox fans in your market, but that movie I thought was really good. And actually, I got a piece in a couple coming out, the Kurt Warner story, which is going to come out, which is going to be really good. And there's a really cool college football movie, guys, if you haven't heard, which is really timely. It's called National Championship. I'll give you the quickie here. It's 24 hours prior to the National Championship game. And the starting quarterback on one of the teams threatens to boycott the game until college kids get paid.
Wow.
Okay? So think about, you know, the NCAA freaking out, the television networks freaking out, the stadium, the city, all this stuff. And it's super timely, obviously, with what's going on in college athletics. And I think that's going to be good, too. So I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. I think I was in the background of that one, but I don't think I got the full credit.
No.
And I'm not getting residual checks from that one either, so I'm a little bummed about that. But otherwise, so.
So no simulated sex scene or chase scene in the National Championship movie?
Not yet, no. And all again, right. The only sports movies. The next one, maybe the next one.
Yeah.
Maybe throw me a bone, you know?
Yeah, yeah, maybe, or a superhero movie, something like that. Well, listen.
Yeah, I'll do animation, whatever.
Well, have fun tonight. Appreciate you coming on with us this morning. I know it's a long day and night for you, so thanks for giving us some time on the show this morning. Enjoy the game tonight.
Howard, Jeremy, thank you for having me on. Should be great, and we'll see you all tonight. Should be good.
Oswego State grad Steve Levy joining us on the West Her Hotline, class of 97, I think it was. Extendo Sports coming up just a moment. Sal is here, the Extra Point Show, as we continue our unofficial 14-hour pregame coverage. The Extra Point Show on the way at 10 o'clock with Sal and Joe, WGR.
breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
One other quick injury note with New England. We haven't mentioned it. Trent Brown, the right tackle. Just keep an eye on that. He's listed as he's one of like eight guys listed as questionable for the game tonight for them. Mike Reese from ESPN.com had a little note about him. We mentioned Duggar because it doesn't sound like he's going to be able to play tonight. But Reese also noted that he wrote, the Patriots' offensive line is at its best when Trent Brown is at right tackle. His right calf ailment remains an issue. He's battling through it. Brown wasn't his usual dominating self in the win against the Titans, which could have been injury-related. So not sure that he's not going to play tonight, but he's a key part on the offensive line, and apparently he is not at full strength.
They have eight players questionable.
Yeah.
Eight players.
And I think the center's on that list, right? Andrews, I think, was on. I didn't look at the full list.
Do we ever really think that any of these guys are never playing?
Right. If there's one team I never pay attention to the injury report, it's New England.
Right.
Because everybody's either probable or questionable on there. Yeah. Injury reports. Hey, so Brayton's going to get chopped tonight?
Very possible. Brayton needs to be a low-scoring game. If Josh Allen gets 15 and Diggs gets a couple, he's out.
That's a shame.
So he is going to be nervous.
Yeah. Well, good. I hope he gets chopped. All right. Go preserve your voice.
I'll try. I was just going to ask if you had taken my advice and become independently wealthy betting Sabres overs.
Not yet. I forgot. I've got till tomorrow night, right?
We got a lot of games left.
You're talking the over against Anaheim?
I mean, eventually an over is not going to hit, but a lot of them will continue to hit.
I'll start small, and I'll work my way up, like The Sting, the old movie The Sting. I'll start with a few $1,000s, and I'll work my way up to the big $500,000 bet or whatever the heck it was at the end of the movie.
The Flyers have fired Alain Vigneault.
Ah, all right. Haven't they lost like seven or eight straight games?
Yeah, they're not good defensively.
Bad. Yeah.
They're really bad, and they're really bad defensively. A lot of bad numbers coming out about the Flyers' defense.
Wow, he didn't last that long in Philadelphia.
He was there for a couple years.
I'm just saying, is this his third season there? I thought that was a good hire at the time, actually. I liked him with what he did in New York. I thought that was a good hire for Philly, so it did not work out.
Oh, yes, Vigneault. I'm thinking of LaViolette, who was there for a long time.
Yes, Vigneault. Yeah. I think it's his third year there. I forget. It would have been hired when Kruger was hired here, right, I think?
Yeah, maybe. And it appears that the Canucks are going to hire Bruce Boudreau.
Yes, I think it's already done, right?
They already
agreed to a contract. So the GM is out, the coach is out, and Boudreau's their new coach. All right, everybody, cross your fingers.
Good luck out there.
Yeah. Hope we're talking about a win tomorrow morning. If not, I'm just not coming in. Sal and Joe are on the way with the Extra Point Show, WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.